Here we are. If I may suggest to you to have a read of the inscription on the commemorative monument for the 100th anniversary of the train station, which we've just seen. On the other hand, our stop is to present to you a very important sight. If you look in the direction of the sign painted on the ground, you'll see, at a short distance, the Fort Saint-Jean. The city can be praised to have on its territory one of the oldest military sites still active in North America. The Royal Military College of Saint-Jean knew several transformations in its epochs. The fort was constructed in 1666 under the French regime by the Regiment of Carignan to contain the Iroquois. Afterwards, to fight the British. But in 1760, with the English invasion, it is the turn of the British to own it and fight the Americans. In 1883, we saw the 1st Canadian Infantry Regiment, later the famous 22nd Regiment, and finally the Royal Military College of Saint-Jean. The site today abounds in discoveries which you can visit through the Fort de Saint-Jean Museum and filled with activities that you can do there. There are still original British buildings, vestiges of ramparts and military equipment, a site of patrimonial richness with which the town of Quebec is the only place in Canada to have known a continuous military occupation since the French regime. Today, we always make archaeological excavations, and you'll be able to find there original artifacts preserved in the museum. The site of the Royal Military College of Saint-Jean is a must for all military history lovers. Now, let's pick up our shoes and march double time towards the river for a search of Saint-Jean's old harbor.